being part of the underground brings roses to the cheeks.
Ooh, conspiracy of the insignificant kaiju. That's right. Mega Monster Battle. Ultra Galaxy Legend, the movie. Well, you see, I told you I was going to tell you about Ultraman because that's really probably the big one. I mean, we have our stuff here with the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. But Ultraman. Ultraman's the big one. Ultraman has been in so many series since the first one in like 1965 or so. I mean, there's been, before Ultraman, there was Ultra Q, then there was Ultraman, Ultra 7, The Return of Ultraman, Ultraman Ace, Ultraman Taro, Ultraman Leo, Ultraman Tiga, Dyna, Gaia, Cosmos, Ultra Q, Nexus, Max, Mebius, Ultra 7X, and the Ultra Galaxy, and presently, I guess, the Ultra Galaxy Neo. So I decided to cut to the chase, and just out of curiosity, I went over to our old pal YouTube, and sure enough, I searched Mega Monster Battle Ultra Galaxy Legend the Movie, and as of now, at least, what is today, August 5th, 2010, that movie in its entirety in really nice quality is right up there if you search that. I'm going to put the link on the show description. But wow, just special effects and explosions and CGIs and guys in rubber suits and giant monsters and this epic story with just about all of the Ultramans. It's really an overwhelming, to say the least, an incredible piece of filmmaking, especially of this sort of genre, and I do, indeed, heartily recommend that you click that link and at least check out the first part. If you find that a little crazy or overdone or boring, at least you can say you tried it anyhow. Mega Monster Battle Ultra Galaxy Legend, as I continue to dig through this whole kaiju thing, and it's got me all excited because Christmas of this year will be another sequel to the Mega Monster Battle. Yes, the Ultra Series franchise, known for its star Ultraman, is 43 years in the making so far. There's a lot of stuff. I mean, somewhere I have the DVDs of the original series. And, you know, you have to be familiar. He's those peanut-headed, kind of robot-looking Japanese superhero-y guys. Well, anyhow, any good search in a search engine, if you're unfamiliar, will give you a visual image. And you can check out that movie. I'm not going to dwell any further there. More stuff. Listen up.
Okay. One. Hey, get a rugged ship now, get a rugged ship now.
Alright, starting to stop. Okay.
One. Two.
Reverb.
Want reverb on it?
Yeah, a little reverb.
Oh, it's too much, baby.
Nothing.
Oh, it's
too much.
Hit it, Jake. Okay. One, two, oh, she's so raggy, she's dead. Now listen, I gotta tell you about my ragged ship now. He go right that way. He's bothered, she could buy my rocket ship, but he's got three. Go!
Listen closely while I kill you. Rocket ship Studio B. Go on.
Turns the clock back. Home taping, 1975. Those of you who are more familiar with these programs than others know, my great influence in my youth, the three-man army, Xenon on lead guitar, the General on lead guitar, and most of the vocals on that track, Rocket Ship, from their tape LP cassette 8-track. Oh man, it was 1975, for God's sake. Although now some of it has been digitized by Mentor Productions. That was from the deceased LP, Rocket Ship, with the General on the lead vocals, and way, way ahead of its time, kind of lo-fi rock and roll pop craziness. Oh man, if they would have done that just a few years later and had the right marketing, they could have been, like, they could have been contenders. Ah, yeah. And things are good. Things are really good. It's been fun, and we're going to continue. I think there will be at least one more Happy Kaiju show where we'll tie up some loose ends. No doubt there's something about the giant turtle Gamera, or other obscurities that needs to be at least mentioned and immortalized. And you never know, we may even find another Jet Jaguar just waiting in the wings to be discovered and revitalized for your entertainment pleasure. But in the meantime, let's wander over and remind you that you really, really should ought to subscribe to my favorites on YouTube, because I talk about this stuff, and even if you're never going to listen to this show again, it's an unending array of amazing and unusual video bookmarks. Gosh, remember Long John Neville? A lot of you don't, although there's some shows with Shepard guesting on Long John Neville's program. He followed. He was a late night talk host in New York around the same era, contemporary, but he brought out the kooks. I mean, I'm really surprised that Frank isn't a bigger fan, although it's really harder to find Long John Neville recordings. There is, if you look up Long John Neville pranks, or you're subscribed to my favorites, however that works, let's see, it's him doing one of his regular programs, and this person is calling in with the prank calls. It's pretty relentless, but it's New York talk radio if you've never been exposed to that, especially back in the day, and Neville takes it like a pro, I have to say. Also, we've got the Godzilla versus the Smog Monster song, Save the Earth. Too many fumes in the atmosphere. Oh yeah, if I could figure out the chords and the lyrics, I would even give serious consideration to the band themselves. Our own Conspiracy of the Insignificant performing a wonderful song like Save the Earth, because there are too many fumes in the atmosphere. The next show, I'm aiming at some tastes of the Fruitcake Toothpaste Furby Project. I won't say more. Conspiracy of the Insignificant, your favorite 10-minute program, is brought to you by the Overnightscape Underground, Rubber Room Entertainment Labs. I'm PQ Ribber. Thanks for listening, and if you would, tune in again real soon.